Skating is one of the most popular social events to do in Canada during the winter months. Skating can be a break from the world, a cute date, and something a family can do to bond. Welcome to the one and only episode of the Remarkable Person Podcast. My name is Gajol Gill, and today my guide is Trish Finkelson, who has over the past few years created her own rink in the Cabbage Town community in Toronto. Trish, how did this idea and everything come about?
I've always been really active in the neighborhood, doing all kinds of things, being on the Residents Association board and that kind of stuff. Anyway, last year the city was offering permits to communities that wanted to do outdoor rinks. And then one of my friends just said, well, if anybody can build a rink, like you can build a rink. So why don't you do it? So I did.
But the city offering that up, it seemed like a great opportunity to do something new. Building a new rink, however, has some challenges of its own. For you, what are some of the biggest issues you've had come across with building this whole rink?
Whenever you're building an outdoor rink, actually your biggest enemy is the weather. Because people don't realize that all the city rinks that are city run are refrigerated. They're not natural ice rinks. Ours is it's on the grass. It's all weather dependent.
Yeah, the weather can be very unpredictable in Canada. You think in Canada, these rinks would last and be easy to take care of for most of the year due to our harsh winters. With the unpredictable Toronto weather, how long does the rink usually last in the winter?
It only lasts about a month and a half, right? We don't have cold enough weather here in Southern Ontario to maintain a rink for an entire winter. So it kind of gets put up mid to late January and it lasts until maybe like the first week in March if we're lucky. And then it gets too warm.
Wow, that's it? Only a month and a half? That doesn't seem that long, but the winters here in Toronto and Canada are very tricky. Some days we're going to be straight in the negatives, and some other days we're going to be right next to that 0 degree mark on the border on the positive and negative side. With a rink like this, you have to be able to take care of it or else it's hard to really skate on. How are you able to figure it out and clean the ice when it's been skating on all day?
A home bony. So I just used a garbage can and like drilled holes in it and built pipes and a valve system, and you just dump hot water in it and then drag it around the ice and it smooths the ice.
A home bony. I really like that name. It's a catchy name and something that you don't really hear much of. I've never really seen someone make that before. So it's actually really cool to hear, you know, what you've done and all the steps you made to really create something like that. I'm sure many people have skated on normal rinks before, but skating on an outdoor rink has a different feel to it, has a different energy to it, because it's different than a normal ice that's consistently clean, that's properly maintained and treated. If someone really wanted to try and skate and try out your ice, how would they go about doing it?
So what people do is they book their time. Like I've set up a booking system. People book their time and you get a half an hour of personal skate time where it's just you and the people that you've invited to skate with you.
Seems like a little bit of an easy system, you know, just book your time and come in to do your skating, and it seems like a good system and something you can do really easily. With the restrictions in the past few years, it honestly seems like a great idea for friends to do it and get together and not only do it safely, but still have a good time. With the rink creation and the maintainment, I know that's not the only thing you've been doing for your own community. You put together a skate drive last year to get as many skates as you could. How many did you get and what are you planning to do with all the skates that you got?
In the end, we got about 50 pairs of skates. And actually, I just went to Just Hockey and they sharpened all the skates for me. And we're going to do a giveaway in a couple weeks. And the intended recipients of the skates are not people that haven't bothered to get skates, but people that like can't afford skates or, you know, there's a barrier to them kind of getting skates. So that's who the intended recipients are.
That's a lot of skates that you got. 50 skates is a lot. And I'm sure that those skates are going to go into a lot of good hands. And as someone that's played hockey in the past, I know for a fact that skates can be very expensive and very hard to afford in today's financial climate with everything going on in the world, not only now, but obviously in the recent past few years. Skating is just another activity that used to be a staple in your community with a rink in the same spot. But I heard that it went away a long time ago. What happened?
There used to be a rink there years and years and years ago, like 30, 40 years ago, and then it just stopped getting built. And you can, people walking by are reminiscing and like loving that it's back.
Bringing something back from the past is always great because for the people that were around during that time or maybe heard about it from, you know, their parents, they can bring back memory for them, but also for the newer generation that wasn't around for that time, it allows them to create memories and create new memories that they can hold and cherish for the rest of their lives. Now, Trish, I got one last question for you. Now that you built this rink and kept it sustained for the last few years, what is your goal for the future of the rink? What do you want to happen, and what is your plans in all of this?
My goal is to have it, for, you know, built for at least 5 years, but I don't really want to do it for the rest of my life. So my goal is to get it up operational and sort of, you know, a seamless operation so that anybody else can take it over at any time, so that it's a sustainable project.
That's a great goal to have. This rink be a staple for the community, not only for this generation, but also the future ones would be great for the Cabbage Town community as a whole. I look forward to getting out there and hopefully getting a skate or two in with some of my friends before the warm weather makes the rink melt out with all the natural ice. Thank you for joining me again today, Trish. It's been a great conversation that we've had, and I hope to see what the future holds, not only for the rink, but also your skate drive, and I wish you the best of luck. If anyone's listening and wants to get a skate in, you can find all the information about the rink and how to book a slot on Facebook with the page called The Wink at Winchester. It's Wink with a W, not an R. That's it for the Remarkable Person podcast. Thank you all for listening. And for SANE News, I'm Gajok Gill in Toronto.